If the Lord bore our sick, took our sickness and removed our disease, then my question still is, why do we have it? Because we don't know what He done. We have not been able to receive by faith what He says. Just think, He made this statement to Jairus whenever they said, He come and said, Lord, my little daughter lies at home sick. If you'll come and lay hands on her, I know she'll get well. He said, I'll go. And then all of a sudden somebody comes up and says, don't bother the master, your daughter's dead. What did Jesus say to her, to him? Looked over and says, only believe. Only believe. Only believe what? Only believe she's going to live. Oh, only believe she's dead. Well, if you believe she's dead, it's over. But if you believe she's going to live, Jesus said, only believe and you shall see the glory of God. When you believe, He can do what He said He will do. He will always do what He said He will do because He's the King and He can't lie. But if He took our sickness and removed our disease, then if we don't know that, or if we've lived in some kind of sin, He also told us as children of God, we are not to sin, didn't He? He said, if we don't sin, this young man over here read a scripture from me a while ago in 1 John 5 that the true children of God don't sin at all, do we? Is that what he said? That's a pretty straight path to walk every day, isn't it, son? But obviously we can walk that path, right? Yeah, we don't want to be out here walking, flopping over on this side and flopping over on this side into all the different sin of the world. You know, the pathway you and I are supposed to take straight. It's a narrow walk. We're children of the King. You know, we don't live in a pig pen. You know, we're supposed to take that narrow path. Is that right, brother? We're supposed to walk holy every day. Everything we do, every word comes out of our mouth, supposed to glorify our King. You know, somebody said, with you 5 minutes. Then I said, wow, that's the most awesome girl I ever saw. All she talks about is Jesus. Hey, how do you want to be known? That and it tells the best dirty jokes? Or that and it talks about Jesus all the time? Well, it depends on whether you want to be sick or well. If you want to be sick, you're one of those that talks about people. You can't wait to get home so you can call somebody on the phone and tell them some of the bad stuff that you heard. Or some of the dirty jokes or some of the bad stuff you've seen on television. Call them about, I don't even know the names of the stuff, but I remember one that used to be on years ago and it may still be on, I don't know. It used to be one called As the World Turns. Is that thing still going? It is? Oh my gosh. I bet you 30 years ago that thing was on. I mean, I can't believe that thing's still on As the World Turns. Oh Lord. The sick stuff, when I didn't know what I know now, when I used to watch that once in a while with somebody, I thought, how sick. All this thing is somebody cheating on somebody, somebody having somebody else's baby or something. It's just sin. That's all it was. 30 years ago, it was awful. You know, so if it's still on, good grief, ain't no telling what it is today. You know, but it's worse, I'll say that. But, you know, you don't want to go there. Because if you do, it's going to make you sick. You know, and you won't be able to walk in divine health. So if you're talking about that kind of stuff, you know, if you're lying, stealing, cheating, doing any of that stuff, it's all those things are sin. It's going to make you sick. You know, if you're getting angry with somebody all the time, you're going to have arthritis. You know, it's amazing. All the different things that brings different sicknesses upon your body. If you want to walk in divine health, you're going to have to do it God's way. He gave you a commandment. You know what that commandment is? Only one. Love. Love. Walk in love. Who do you love first? The King. Who do you love second? Your neighbor. And who do you love third? Yourself. Love your neighbor. Love God first. Love your neighbor as yourself. And if you do all those things and then you hide these promises in your heart and stand on them, you can walk in divine health. You don't have to be sick. Anybody want to be sick? No. No. Well, sure is a lot of people sick, aren't they? 26 years? Wow. That's awful, Randy. That's awful. It's all good now, though, isn't it? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. In Matthew chapter 8, verse 23, I want to show you something else that you can do here with these promises. Then Jesus got into the boat and started to cross the lake with his disciples. Suddenly, a terrible storm came up with waves breaking into the boat. But Jesus was sleeping. Was he at total peace? That's where you and I should be. The storms of life shouldn't bother you. The disciples went to him and woke him up saying, Lord, save us. We're going to drown. That sounds just like you and me, doesn't it? We're out here in the storm. We're going to drown. Jesus answered, why are you afraid? He's still asking that same question. Why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Is that us? You have so little faith. What do we need? Great faith. Great faith. If you know the promises of God, you'll be just like Jesus. Why are you afraid? You have so little faith. Then he stood up and rebuked the wind and the waves, and suddenly all was calm. The disciples just sat there in awe. Who is this? They asked themselves, even the winds and the waves obey him. Will the winds and the waves obey you? If you're walking in faith. We were out in Oregon or somewhere the other day, and I told a story. I said, I don't know where this family lives, but I said, from somewhere out here, there was a family that went on a cruise to Hawaii. And about the second day out, the seas were so rough. And I said, one of the little boys said, Mama, let's go up on deck. It's time to take care of this rough sea. He went up on the deck and commanded the waves to be calm. And the mother said, almost immediately, within minutes, the ocean just got just as smooth as silk. And I saw people doing this and doing this. And I said, what's this? And they said, this is a little boy right here. He was in the meeting that day. So the mother had him stand up, just a normal little 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 year old boy. Now, with that kind of faith at that age, what can he do when he gets grown? There ain't no limitations, is there? The faith of a child. Just think, Jesus is doing all these things, isn't he? He's calming the sea. He's telling, why be afraid? Somebody said, well, that's not for us. That was for Jesus. Well, let's turn over to John 14. 12, and let's see what the king said in John 14:12. You have to get these promises in your heart. You have to know them. John 14:12 said, the truth is, anyone who believes in me, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have been doing, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. No, so do you believe in Jesus? Can you do the same thing Jesus did? You're supposed to be able to. There's some of us that don't do a very good job of it, though, because we really don't believe. You can tell in people's voice, they say, well, you know, I'm going to try that, Randy. It won't work for you. No. I ain't going to try nothing. If Jesus told me to do it, we're going to do it, aren't we, JC? If Jesus said, look what he says. The truth is, anyone who believes in me. Are you a believer in Jesus? Isn't this amazing that all this has been in this book for 2,000 years? I feel so ashamed of myself that this devil beat up on me so many years and I didn't have a clue what I could do. And all this was written here all the time. The truth is, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done. If Jesus spoke to the storm, can I speak to the storm? Yeah. Will it obey me? If I believe. And even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. Look at verse 13. You can ask for anything in my name. Is that a pretty awesome statement? You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it. Because the works of the Son brings glory to the Father. Verse 14, yes, ask anything in my name, and I will do it. Now, of course, you have no idea how many times I use those verses over Caitlin and Kelly when they were in the hospital. And of course, those two verses right there, verse 13 and 14, is the one I told Cheryl when she called me crying that day. This was before the Lord brought she and I together as man and wife. She called me one day and said, "Pastor, I've got to have some help. They just told me, the doctors told me my daddy is going to die today." And I said, "Well, you know," I talked to her. I said, "You know, you can let him die if you want to." I asked her how old he was, and all she told me. And I said, "Well, you know," I told her several things. She said, "But I'm not ready to give up my daddy." I said, "Well, then you're going to have to take the Word of God, and you're going to have to go in there and take these promises like John 14, 12, and 13, and you're going to stand in faith for your daddy." Well, see, I'd already asked her, was her daddy a man of faith? She said, "No, he didn't go to church." Well, if he didn't go to church, is he a man of faith? No. I know a lot of people that go to church that's not a man of faith, don't you? Don't you? I have been one of them. Amen. I went to church every time the door was open. You'd ask me, said, "Do you have faith?" I'd have said, "I have great faith." Didn't even know how to spell the word. Faith. Didn't know what it meant to have faith. I thought I did. But I never even tried any of these things, much less know they would work for me. Never. Never laid my hand on anybody and prayed for anybody, expected anything to happen ever. You know, but now I know I can. Now I expect it to happen. You know. Isn't that fun? When you get to see God do these kind of things? But anyway, I told Cheryl, I said, "You're going to have to take those promises in John 14, 13, and 14. Have to take your Bible and go in there and say, 'I thank you for telling me that my daddy ain't going to live, but I don't receive it. I'm going to believe God.'" And, of course, you know, the doctors, they want to throw you out. This stupid woman in here telling us that her daddy's going to live, and we know he's going to die. Well, let me tell you, she stood, "Thank you for telling me, but I don't receive it. In the name of Jesus, I'm going to believe what the Word says." And she stood on the Word. And she brought her daddy through that, fully recovered, got well, went back to work, driving and everything. After all those doctors said he was going to die. Now, see, but if the first time she went back in there and said, "Okay, Lord, you told me to ask anything in the name of Jesus, done. Lord, I ask you to raise up my daddy, make him well in Jesus' name." He didn't move. Didn't change. I guess it didn't work.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.